Good evening. I'd like to thank you for coming out to the Medina Township Board of Trustees regular meeting, November 9th, 2023, and the time is 7 o'clock. Have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
You can join, rise and join me with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. If you join with me in a moment of silence for our first responders, both at home and abroad. Thank you. Tonight, we did get a notice from our fiscal officer that she's going to be a little bit later, so when she does come, we can pick up on some of the items that that we would normally be going through right now. Approval of payroll resolution, that'll come in a little bit. Approval of appropriation status resolution. I believe the last one we have is 928. And I believe she indicated that we were not going to get one tonight. Is that correct, Chrissy?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to encourage that if that does get done, that maybe we consider having a special meeting so we can share that with our department heads when it's available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting a little long.
Okay. You guys are up for that then? If we can do it. Okay. Purchase orders and training requests. Do we have any from your side, sir?
Yeah. So I was talking with Denny here, looking over at Station 6. Says there's some trees over there that we're looking to get rid of. We did look through the appropriation status back from September. Says it's got enough money in there. So we're looking to have some trees removed and stuff like that. So, with that being said, we'd like to do a purchase order. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. This department's going to be fire. Vendor's going to be AJ Tree Service. And again, this is going to remove six trees and their stumps. They quoted $3,200.
Second.
Good group.
Anything else on that, Denny?
I'd like Angela just to check to make sure we have that money in there before we move forward with it. You know, once she gets on her computer. We know the money's there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And that being said, too, I guess I can go with this motion. This is not a purchase order, but again, this is going to go back to the Mr. Park donation. So I'd like to make a motion to authorize the fiscal officer to deposit the $50,000 Park Foundation donation to the police department as requested by Mr. Park into the line item 2081-760-740-0000. It's four zeros. Machinery and equipment and furniture, because he wants it to be used on, you know, he's requested that we use it for the police.
Second. Is there more, are there specific things they're thinking about or not necessarily?
It was actually their equipment itself, right? The police officer's equipment, so.
Yes.
He just basically wanted to make sure that we use it for the officers that are performing, you know,
okay,
other duties. That was his main concern.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Do you have any, sir?
No.
No? Okay. Approval of accounts payable set resolution. Again, that will be discussed and in a little while, when our fiscal officer does arrive. Credit card attestation. I, Doug Eastwood, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at its meeting on November 9th, 2023. The board reviewed a credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below on the dates October 12th, 2023 through November 8th of 2023, as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts are E&H, which is Ace Hardware, Capital One Trade Credit, Home Depot Credit Services, Lowe's, PNC Bank, Staples, Business Advantage, Tractor Supply Credit Plan, Walmart Capital One. Touching on that, Denny, the TSC situation, did that resolve?
I haven't been back to NRC.
Okay.
Very good.
Department head comments. Chief.
I have no comments, Mr. Chairman.
Denny. Any other people I'm not seeing over there?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Old business. We had heard from the SPCA donation regarding donations intake discussion. We did a little looking into that and found that last year that the number of animals, I believe, were more, but the dollar amount was less. It was $280-some per animal. This year it's $336 plus change. Last year we did a 15%, which was kind of a recommended amount of the value. So what their letter,
12,000 something.
Right. Their value is $12,000 and change, with the 15% would make that $1,868.90. Actually, that was a year ago.
That sounds.
Yeah. No, that was this one. The total expense that they're referencing is 30. I'll just read it. Want more discussion on this?
Yeah, well, we got time, so.
The motion would be, I'd like to make a motion to approve donation of $1,868.90 to the Medina County SPCA for the intake of 37 animals in Medina Township from October 11th, 2022 to September 9th of 2023. This donation, in 15% of the total expense of $12,459.38, would be for services provided to the township.
Second.
So we do a check on these to make sure that the addresses are local. And it's something traditionally we have done.
Right.
And how much did we donate last time?
It's almost the same dollar amount, just with more animals and less money per animal. There were 44 animals. The unit cost of $280.20. So their total expense was $12,328.80. And this year it's $12,459.38. I did make a call. I did not get a receipt recall back, just to inquire the 20% increase. But everything is increased. Mm-hmm. So. You guys. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Next item would be accepting amounts and rates resolution. This is a resolution provided by Medina County Auditor. It's coming out of their information. And I'll read the motion. I would, let's see here. It's a resolution, yes. I would move to adopt resolution number 1109-2023-153, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission, and incorporate these two pages of Budget Commission documents dated August 15th, September 27th, 2023, and this four-page resolution document, totaling six pages by reference.
Second.
And this is, if you remember, we initiated this two meetings ago, and then last meeting, it's the same document from the county, but they need to get it turned in as well, so. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Let's keep that available. There's two places for fiscal officer to sign on that as well. Set that aside just a little bit so she knows to address that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. All right. Next on the items, Lafayette Township 2023 OTA reimbursement discussion. It's for the current invoice, but it really was from 2022.
It was 2023.
Yeah. Okay. So there's been an ongoing discussion, Lafayette and Medina Township, regarding the fact that we split Alice Strojan's expenses at OTA. It's been a practice and a tradition, and we have, I think, improved our situation from just a post-it note almost on a paper to having letterhead and some dollar amounts. Following the emails, there's still some discrepancy, but I think that at the end of the day, we need to resolve this with our.
Yeah, I think we'll have to. Wasn't expecting to have this many problems with this, you know, because we expect it a certain way, and if you're going to split the thing in there, obviously to have it accountable and have it consistent would work better for us. So, you know, trying to figure out how they spend it and everything else like that. I think maybe we need to do some guidelines next time just to figure it out.
Yeah, they handle theirs different than we do, so I think that could warrant some conversation between the two entities a little bit, moving forward, planning ahead.
Right.
But I would...
So where is it at now?
Currently, the way the breakdown would be is a registration fee at $165, and this is the total, so we're only looking at half of this amount. Hotel at $611.94, parking at $114, and I think that's where some of the discrepancy was at. Food was $42.21, but I understand some of the food was charged to the room, so that's kind of how they did it.
The, there was like, I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was between $75 and $80 was put on the room that she put all of the hotel, it should have been down on the food. The discrepancy is whether or not, since I carpooled, whether or not half of the parking. And they've never done that in the past. If they changed their method, they didn't bother to notify us. And I don't know what else to say.
I followed that information. Their total was $933.15 for those items. Their split was $466.58. I think we should move to approve that with the understanding that we're going to readdress this in the future for, to avoid this problem from miscommunication.
Right, because if we're saying that we're going to go down for a certain amount of nights and we're going to cover a certain thing, it's got to still follow the same protocol.
We'll set some parameters there. So I'd make a motion to approve payment to Lafayette Township for the amount of $466.58 for our share of Alice Strojan OTA 2023 conference.
Second.
And this will be coming out of line 1000-110-330-0000, which according to that appropriation status is sufficient. So roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you for resolving that.
Sometimes it's just good to move on.
I know.
Did I make it up?
How's that? Yeah.
Is that going to be me or is that going to be...
Well, normally I would say it would be you.
That's what I think.
So
yeah.
You're not going to get in trouble, I don't think, there.
Well, be surprised.
You're in very trouble.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to new business, we have a relatively easy resolution, I believe, to read. This would be... Resolution 154. Well, I'll read it out here in a minute. Resolution, I would move to approve resolution number 1109-2023-154. I say 154 or 254?
154.
Thank you. To approve the proposed Fifth Amendment to the Code of Regulations for Maple Grove Farms Cluster Homes, Subdivision Phase 1. The Homeowners Association has voted to use the name Maple Grove Farms Homeowners Association Phase 1. This does not change the name of the subdivision, only the name of the Homeowners Association. This six-page document is presented with the resolution as a reference.
Second.
I don't really believe this is much for us to...
No, just all the name change.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next thing, it'd be Ohio Township Association 2024 Winter Conference Discussion. We just got a book from OTA, I believe, giving us some details on that. And we had that minor discussion moments ago about, you know, how we're going to break things down. I do have a list here. When we get to it, where we would be making a motion for who would be going. We really need to do something here because I think that accommodations are a problem.
You want to get the hotel rooms, yeah.
Right.
At least get a hotel block or something like that.
So, may I start with Chuck? You going?
Yep.
Bruce?
Yes.
I intend to go. And this list can be amended and added to, but we do want to get a hand on who's going. Chief, are you looking to go this year?
Yes.
Thank you. Put John a minute. Denny, you're not going, are you?
No.
I know it kills you not to go. Okay. And Alice, are you hoping to go?
I assume I'm going, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chrissy?
Okay, so I think
Chrissy's gone, right?
Your officers elect are able to be to go to these items.
I would imagine.
So.
But you'd have to ask if they're free.
Yeah. Are you able to speak on behalf of your wife?
Yeah, she'll be available.
Okay. Chrissy?
Yes.
Of course, we'll ask Angela. I don't know, like I say, these numbers or these names, this list can be modified after today,
mm-hmm.
but it gives us a starting place. So, I'd like to make a motion to allow the following elected officials and employees to register for the 2024 OTA Winter Conference and reserve their hotel accommodations from the list provided by OTA. The OTA conference will be held February 7th to February 9th in Columbus, Ohio. I have Chuck Johnson, Bruce Christopher, Doug Eastwood, John Minnick, Chrissy Moore, Bridget Painter. Did I not do that? And we would be Alice, it would be another split deal.
I would assume so, and okay. I'm sure. I don't know if they appreciate it, but I do.
Okay. Well, like I say, we can add or deduct accordingly, but there's a start.
The good thing, you can always cancel, but it's very hard to get them after it's done, so it's almost good to throw an extra name in there, play it safe. But
What we will do, though, is we'll set some parameters on a number of days. I think in the past, there's been a couple of times we've had some concerns, and our goal is to have a two-night stay, is that right?
Right. It'd be Wednesday night and Thursday night.
As far as what the township would be
responsible for. One thing I'd like to say, last year a storm came in, and it made it more difficult to get down. I think that we should have some flexibility if a storm's coming in and we can get down there safely the day before.
It was a fun drive.
It was a fun drive. Taking back roads before you could get to 71.
Right.
So I think we should have some flexibility in making a decision to leave.
We definitely can have some more discussion on how that works.
But like I said, the set goal is to, and then again, what we'll do before this happens too is we'll review the guidelines with the meal expenses and all that stuff, and go over the receipts with labeling them and all that kind of stuff. But try to make it as easy on ourselves as possible.
Absolutely.
I do think though that you can reserve the rooms now on a credit card. It doesn't charge the credit card. So we'll have to see, obviously Bridget Lynn have a credit card, so she'll have to go on to somebody else's.
put on yours.
Anything else we want to talk about this right now? I mean, I'm, we, I don't know, we got a first and a second on this. Did we do that yet?
No,
okay.
We're just in this discussion.
Well, okay, I just wanted to, when we go to do this, is this something you're comfortable with doing? I mean, you got so much on your plate already. How is the best way to engage to reserve the rooms? Is that?
Like Chuck said, you can reserve them, for them, I believe, and you pay when you get there.
You pay when you leave.
Okay. Should we do that individually or as a group?
I believe everybody does that individually on their own credit card.
Right, but it'd just be like the same time, like when Bruce went down there, he hadn't gotten his credit card yet. I don't want to go through the same spiel of not getting reimbursed.
I'll see if I can put Bridget on mine.
Yeah, or one of ours or something like that.
Okay. So.
That's it. That was a motion.
That was a motion.
We discussed it.
We discussed it. I got a second.
I'll give you a second.
That's what I'm asking for.
I actually got the second.
Can we do a roll call?
Mr.
What?
Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So basically, this is just the preliminary stuff, you know, because they're going to have the portal for signing up soon. I logged in.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was active yet.
I believe it is. The paperwork's attached.
And they go over that in that magazine we got as well. Pretty good depth. I think we all got that magazine. What do we?
So, Alice, are you a member or are you a non-member?
It's a member.
Because the membership registration is only $125 and the non-member registration is $175. That's why I was just wondering.
Well, she included the Friday lunch in the registration. I mean, I'm not quite sure why she did it that way, but...
Yeah, I just thought it was expensive, but I thought you
were
a member.
The registration and the Friday lunch that they have on the last day, she put in as their registration. So...
We got a call this week from a gentleman, Mike Charbeck of KLA Risk Management, Risk Consulting. And he works in compliance with OTARMA. And it basically every 3 years, they come and they visit. And I played phone tag a little bit. Chrissy got me his contact, and we did connect today, and I asked him, is this, because there was a couple names that he was here last time, they're not here. I said, is this a trustee, or how, because actually you should have as many of you there as possible. The whole point of this meeting is to go through risk management and policies and procedures as they relate to the township risk.
Okay.
Obviously, OTARMA wants us to make sure we're staying up on that game, so... He is going to send me more information, which I will give to Chrissy to send out. But it gives us the information that was discussed, I think it was in 2020, I believe. And he would like to come for a possible meeting, and I'm thinking a work session. Mm-hmm. He threw a couple dates out, 11/17, which I believe is a Friday. And 3 p.m. was a good time. He happened to be at another township nearby. He's out of Columbus, so it's a little bit of a drive. This is of no cost to the township. It is simply a way for them to see, did we act on the previous recommendations? And that's what he provides, is recommendations to improve our policies and procedures. And says that's a moving target. So, you know, what might have been okay 10 years ago might not be enough today. So we had a date of 11/17 at 3 or a date of 11/15 at 3. 17, it's a Friday, but it's...
Yeah, I'm most likely can't stay long. I have scouts that weekend.
Okay.
I'm camping.
Well, other days a Wednesday, right? Wednesday work for you.
The 15th?
Yeah.
That is a zoning meeting also.
Yeah. But at 3 o'clock here, is that, does that come?
No, it starts at 7, so.
You have nothing else better to do on a Wednesday.
Do my best foot on that.
I believe you said it only takes about like an hour.
It takes about an hour. Yeah. I apologize. Thank you.
So
it takes about an hour. 3 to 4.
He says 3 to 4, 3 to 5.
Right.
Okay.
That's not a long drawn out thing like sometimes up with our
okay.
Yeah,
events.
That should be bad done.
So I will shoot for the 11/15.
What time? 11/17, you say?
15.
15. Okay.
That's a Wednesday. So I'd like to make a motion to hold a special meeting, work session, to interact with Mike Charback of KLA Risk Consulting. Tarma has established this practice for the purpose of reviewing policy and procedure as they relate to township risk. We are going to shoot for November 15th, 3 o'clock at this location. That's my motion.
I'll second it, but can I add some more discussion
yeah.
to it? Since we're going to be doing a work session, and anything, do we have to add stuff to it if we want to work on some other things?
Yeah, as far as the meeting itself.
It's just a work session, so it's not really an agenda. It's just working through. That's why I was just kind of curious.
Well, it's still a special meeting, work session. I don't know. I guess I'm thinking along the lines of special meeting.
Well, we're not making any decisions. I just,
no.
You know, just be an opportunity to talk about other things. And I figured since we're already here,
okay.
You know, I know there's certain things that just we discussed.
Not sure. I'm not sure if we can do that. Okay.
You have to advertise for, you know, what you're actually having for that meeting. So I would keep it, which is what it is.
Okay. I mean, we can't do this in other township business on a special meeting.
Well, no, it'd be a work session.
It's a work session. That's the difference.
Because we shouldn't be sitting here trying to hash out things all the time. You know,
no.
The trustees meeting.
No.
Certain work sessions, you'd be like, hey, these are our options. You know, this is what we can do. It's going to be the same thing, too, with even doing our organizational meeting. We can do a work session for the organizational meeting, kind of come up with a game plan, and then finalize those decisions. You know, at the beginning, that way you don't have a 4-hour meeting.
Right.
So again, I'm just figuring I would like to have some more work sessions, and if we're going to do something like here, you know, if we had a little extra time to discuss some of those options.
Okay.
So
this
is something to look into.
Okay. At this point, this is the motion is as read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
that's it. You already got a second, so.
Who's my second? You my second?
And roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Check mark.
Cozy membership discussion. One of the things we do in order to be able to have the cozy relationship is to be a member of the Greater Cleveland Partnership member support. It's just a requirement. In this particular case, cozy membership dues would be due December 1st. They give us an account, an invoice number. The amount is $530. And it would be paid out of line item 1000-110-519-0000, other dues and fees. The amount in that account, according to our status report, is $2,005.45. So we believe we're in good shape to do that. I would make them motion to pay the invoice to the Greater Cleveland Partnership Member Support in the amount of $530.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
You want to stamp this or have us sign it somehow or? Yeah. I hate to sign it in the wrong spot. It's got a lot of little lines in there too.
It just needs to be paid.
That's right.
If you want to.
Go for it.
It's crooked.
Thank you. Temporary budget discussion. It's that time of year. What is our opportunity, or what are the opportunities to meet? And, you know, you had a great concept before, and rather than making an all-nighter out of this thing, to have a couple of smaller meetings and look at where we were at and what we have to work with. We have our certificate of resources. We can pick a time or some options of time. We can pass that on to our fiscal officer to see if she would care to join us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at my schedule. Every other, all Thursdays I'm free, just because I figure we're going to be having a meeting anyway, so.
Thursdays are good days for that.
Right.
Not going to lie.
So Thursday's good, and it looks like most of my Mondays, so all the other ones are.
How soon do you want to jump into it?
Well, we don't got a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time. I just assume sooner and better start on the 16th.
16th.
Okay. What time would you like to make that? Same time as normal, or?
Nah, I'd like to do it earlier.
I like it earlier.
That'd be like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay. 3:30 sounds good. Chrissy, does that work for you?
Again, it doesn't have to be a three-hour thing.
Right, we don't need to drag it out real late either. It's the 16th, I think.
Next Thursday.
Okay, the day after the OTARMA special meeting?
She's had lots of meetings.
Yeah, sure.
Followed up with a meeting on the 17th, that would be good.
So I would like to make a motion to have a special meeting for the purpose of discussing the temporary budget on Thursday, November 16th, here at this location, 3:30 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So the 15th is at 3, and then the 16th is at 6:30, or 3:30, right?
Correct.
I'm just not sure I got my threes correct.
Did the motion in a second, my roll call, right? Thank you. That's the move to go into executive session to consult with legal counsel regarding pending litigation and to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee. Going back will be the three trustees, and we will engage with legal counsel via telephone.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We are entering executive session. It is 7:40 p.m. Thank you for being patient. We are returning from executive session. It is 8:22 p.m. and no decisions were made.
I guess we could call this public comment.
Well, I mean, also we could talk about our hire, non-hire.
Yes, okay. The last meeting, I think we all had an opportunity to meet a young individual who was interested in a job. In fact, we offered her a position and hired her to be an office assistant. And unfortunately, the following day, we received notice that she was going to rescind that acceptance, that she was not going to take us up on that job. So we lost that opportunity, which was a very unfortunate circumstance. So we are back trying to find out other avenues to find people. Even to the point, you know, we're going to have to discuss other packages. I don't know. It's mounting up, and we need help. So, unfortunately, our previous hire though declined, so she is not an employee here. I could go into a couple things. One, if you've noticed over the last month or so, there's been quite a bit of work going on in the old portion of the town hall. And the vendor, Rachel Ramsdell, Jacob's Ladder, has been doing a phenomenal job. I know initially we had a lot of different conversation about what we thought it would take to do that work. And a big part of it was this concept of removing the drywall and you know, how
well,
you
look at it. Well, removing the wallpaper, which removed the drywall.
Thank you. Yes. That the drywall was what was supposed to come off, and we lost a lot more.
The wallpaper.
Right. So I talked to Denny because I'm thinking you have a project that the scope is like this, and all of a sudden that scope changes because the circumstances and the unforeseen conditions change. And in a situation that we have here, you can't wait till the end to find out what that is. So, I don't know, gentlemen, I think that, you know, I think we need to understand we should adjust the purchase order or get a new revised, quote based on, I mean, she's a little over halfway done. But I mean,
what do you guys think about wood paneling on everything?
Cover it up.
Doing a great job, but I don't want her to get too far along and us not have the funds established for her. And I don't, there's a proper way to do that.
Proper way would be to have her reevaluate the situation, knowing what she knows, give the quote to us so that we have something to go by, and then hold an additional purchase order.
Now, several caveats come into play. We need a revised quote, and we need to
make sure
approve funds, and we need to do it in such a manner that hopefully she can get this work done before a scheduled surgery she has coming. So I just found out about that today, and that maybe like you were talking about, some of the future meetings we can double up on some things, but you know, I'm at a point where I really want her to kind of hold up and get us that revised quote before we get too far down that chain and have other issues because she's working without funding. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right. We don't want her doing, you know, doing
right.
work with us not having it.
And I talked to Mike Lyons about it today, and he pretty much said what you just said as far as look to her for a revised estimate, put together a additional PO, and then properly set the stage before you just do the work and then say, this is how much it costs. That
oh,
doesn't work.
That's what the accident,
right.
Right.
Yep.
So I'll be talking to her about, you know, what her next step is and explaining to her how it has to be. That's all. So that's Jacob's Ladder. And are you guys familiar with the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency? We got this in the mail, and it has a ballot, and we need to complete the ballot. It allows for three people, a choice of three. We can vote for one. One of them is a local farmer that I know of. I don't know him, but I think we're obligated to fill this out and return it. Looks like by the 4th. Is that, do you remember that, or that's a lot of typing ago?
When they have to be
in? Yeah.
We could write somebody in also.
Election day is 12/4, 2023. So we have the names of Daniel Morlock, Donald Ziegler, and Michael Mickelbring. So only one vote can be counted on, and I would vote for Dan Morlock. What do you think?
I don't know any of them.
Okay.
So.
But we can write somebody in too.
Right.
Bruce Christopher.
I was thinking Henrik at Destiny Farms.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Destiny Farms right here in the township. Okay. Raises beef.
Is there a legitimate place to write in, or are those just empty blanks for them to fill? No, it says we'll write in the name of any other agriculture farmer. I love the idea.
Ask him first, or?
Probably ought to ask him.
Pardon?
We probably ought to ask him first. So, now we have another meeting. We should have time to get this
yep.
in.
I can call
Bruce.
Him now, but I think another meeting.
I make a motion to allow Bruce to construct with or contact Heinrich.
Second.
And get back to us with the information.
I will. Yep.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. And this goes with that, sir. Okay. And with that, if everything is okay, batter up. Approval of payroll resolution.
Okay, so, yes. Get my bearings here, sorry.
No problem. No problem. Take your time.
We have
155.
We have like 45 minutes in the back, so it's okay. What was that?
It'd be resolution 155.
This will be resolution 155.
Chris, did you have this stamp?
Yep.
Awesome. So, and just so you know, there were several payroll issues that the last one just was rectified today. So this, and I had to leave literally 10 minutes after getting the email to fix this. So I got it entered, the journal's here, the cash requirement report is here. However, I did not have time to proof this. So it's one of those situations where I would prefer, and I believe that the board probably is going to take the opposite stance, but
I personally, just for documentation purposes, would prefer not, you know, ever to approve something that has not been gone over. So that being said, it's obviously up to you. There is a journal and cash requirements report. That's wrong.
Let me ask Trustee Christopher, what are you doing tomorrow morning?
I'm planning on coming up here.
I mean, okay, so if you're saying, if you're asking if I can go over this tonight, I cannot. I came here to just do this, but I have to get back to this, what I was doing.
Okay.
So that's not going to happen.
What are the options? Because
the township's going to have to come, yeah.
What's that?
When can you get this done? This basically.
I mean, it's, like I said, it is done. It's just a matter of going through it because I like to make sure that it's right, you know, and can you call an executive session, go over it in the back? You could? Yeah.
I'm all in. It's
wrong.
My night's free.
All right.
Do we want to do public comment and stuff like that? At least
so
if that way, people don't have to stay here. We don't need
I
that.
Appreciate that thought.
Yeah.
So
there is one thing that, well, if anyone's going to leave, because this is really important, and I've sent out two emails now about this. The one problem that came in with this payroll was the new officer and his sick time that was supposed to transfer over. I have yet to receive documentation from the, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the entity that he came from.
I had the letter attached to the thing when I
I've asked for it twice.
I had it in the meeting and gave it to you, correct?
No.
It was on their letterhead and everything.
No, the letter, I've never gotten the letter.
It was in the meeting and passed down.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously our emails are all public records, so I mean, you can see exactly what I've received. I've received just the motion that was made, no documentation, and I've been very specific about that. I can't.
Would Chrissy have copied that?
Well, it was with the paperwork.
If it was part of the minutes.
When I read the motion, it was all, I read it. It was.
Chief.
It was attached to the motion.
It was.
Like I said, I've asked and then I asked again Chrissy to check that, so it's not there.
I believe I sent it. I could go look at my computer.
Yeah, the motion's there, the motion that was made, but I didn't have the documentation from whom. Like I said, I can't remember the entity he came from. But of course, like I just have to have the documentation that he actually had the hours.
Wellington or,
huh?
Was that Wellington or a different group out there?
Well, one was New London.
So.
But it was, when we read it and everything, it was the last sheet attached.
It was from New London.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I sent it to you, Angela. So,
and it had.
I mean, I can look in my email.
It was a letter from them with his hours.
Would you please do that? We can maybe get this resolved while we're here.
Yeah, so that was, you know, I can't put anything in the system, obviously, without.
But that was physically passed here,
yeah,
so I would figure with that, it would have just gone right to you anyway. In the meeting, it was.
I didn't have that. No.
I know. It went that way, so I don't know.
Yeah, and even after, because generally speaking, I get all the, Chrissy sends me all the resolutions from the next day, and I went through everything again to make sure, and I do not have that. So, but anyhow, that was a problem. So I just wanted to make sure if I don't know if Chief's leaving or anything, but I do, in order to put that sick time in, I need the documentation.
Right now.
Yeah, hopefully
you know,
we'll get that right now.
Hopefully, because it was in the meet. Like I said, when I was read it, and I said the documentation's attached to it. So
yeah. So if you want to, I mean, otherwise, like yes, we can go through this right now. That way, we know it's right. If that's how you want to handle that, then
you want to go into executive session and go through everything.
No.
No,
Chief changed it to personal time. You know, each of the new officers coming in have 40 hours of personal time. Because he was showing the deficit. He was running at a deficit as of right now. Like, again, I can't put in, you know, anything until I
got. He got it to work, so.
Yeah, documentation, so.
So do you want to go into executive session and work through this? Is that something that would be beneficial?
I'm okay with whatever you guys want to do, but,
you know, for the public's purpose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Stay focused on that. You know, is there anything else? And obviously, the payroll's going to take a little bit. Is there, how about appropriation status? Want to go through any of those things? It'll take less few minutes on these things.
I had told Tracy there was not an appropriation
status
report. I don't know why that's
When do you think we're going to get a new one?
When I have the things that are more important caught up.
Well, I mean,
it's pretty important.
We're hoping that maybe before the 2 weeks from now, if you get it, opportunity to get it done, let us know so we can get, we need to get this information to the department heads as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's, I mean, so.
You have a lot on your plate.
To be clear, yeah, there's like, there are things that have to be answered for the court and that takes up, you know, the majority of my time right now, and that has to happen. So, you know, that I get done, payroll obviously needs to be done. I mean, there's, you know, I'll get to it. It is in the queue, but you know, it will be done as when I can get it done. So,
Christy, were you able to find it?
Yeah, October 31st, and Chief was copied on it. And yeah, New London Village.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You can hear that.
Okay, I mean, this is the first time I'm seeing this. So I don't know if this didn't come through me, but now I have
it. But now you have it.
Now I have the documentation, so there you go. All
right, so that's resolved.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, is it a problem that he has this come out of his 40 hours at this juncture? Because obviously then this would have to be changed if you want to.
No, I don't think it's a problem
right now. Yeah, I don't think it's a problem right now. It's something that can be made up, right? I mean, in the next cycle, is that what you're saying?
No, it'll just get sick time out.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's personal time or whatever
so,
you're talking about.
No appropriations, then let's look at doing public comment, and then we'll go into executive session.
Okay. Was there any other comment that you wanted to make for the public's perspective on payable resolutions?
So, yes, thank you. Let me just, there was, first of all, in the meeting last, a couple of things here. In the meeting last week, or 2 weeks ago, there was something brought up about the health savings account. Trustee Johnson had asked about three officers and then now a fourth because that one was a newer than Harrington, and then the three from before. I did email you, Chuck. I don't know if you received it. I haven't heard back. I have never received a payment request for those health savings accounts, the payments, which is why they were not paid out.
I thought when we talked about doing the purchase order there that we said that we need to get HSAs for these three
officers.
Well,
purchase order is different than an actual, like an invoice.
Well, every time we've done the HSAs in January, you know, we just open up the purchase orders with the banks on there and say these are the banks and these are the people, and we put it all in the purchase order. It's kind of like.
No, the purchase orders get issued and then they go back in as a payment request. Because when you, I mean, I don't know if you look at the samples that are pulled for the audit and how that happens, but you have to have an actual invoice or some sort of payment request there. I can't just pay off of an invoice. I mean, that's, or off of a, I'm sorry, purchase order. There's just not that, there's not that step to follow. So, well, anyway, so it's
when we're
never
paying,
been.
Like the whole entire staff in January, and we're going through all those purchase orders, it's got each single person's name for each bank on there.
Correct.
You know, we're stating that those people are going to that bank, you know,
correct,
their thing, and we put the prices of each person in there.
Correct.
What else do we need? Because that's how we did in January. We didn't go and write another letter that says, please deposit it. We just stated that these are the people who have the HSAs. This is the bank that it's going to, and this is the amount.
Correct.
That's what we did.
That is what you did to open the purchase order. And then I don't remember if you submitted that with authorization as a, I don't know if you made a copy of it or if you, I don't remember exactly what you did, but there is.
Well, it was implied that when we were doing that, we were
opening a hearing, we were discussing it, that those people were getting that, and that's why I even stated to the chief that it was going to that bank.
I can't finish the thought here.
I just think you're interpreting it differently than we are.
Well, no, what I'm saying is there's not, you have to have something for the accounts payable folder. There's a purchase order binder, right? And then there's an accounts payable folder, because in 2 years, when there's an audit, they are going to ask for both. That's what is pulled with a sample, and you're going to have to have both of those things. It's not one and the same. So I'm just saying there's been no request made. So whether it comes from the chief of police or the trustee liaison, it can't just be that the fiscal officer's randomly choosing things to pay.
Okay, so we have purchase orders for these gentlemen.
Correct. The purchase
orders. Chief, can you send another letter that says requesting the money be put in those accounts?
Angela, didn't you get the breakdown that I gave you from Mark Hurwick?
Mark Hurwick has no authority to sign off on invoices for this township.
It was just a breakdown.
Oh.
It was supporting documentation for the amounts.
Nobody's questioning that. I'm saying there has to be an actual invoice turned in, just like you would turn in any of your other invoices.
I don't understand. Where
do you get any?
When you turn in accounts payable every 2 weeks to be paid, there still has to be that same thing for the HSAs, because I have to be able to pay off of something.
Do you mean like somebody just makes that up?
I'm sorry, what?
Somebody just makes an invoice up. Is that what we do?
Well, or I mean, I guess
I
get
just
creative.
Just,
I mean,
you well, just please pay these officers this much amount and be done with it. I mean,
right. So whether you want to write that out and sign off on it,
I thought
it has
just when we okayed it here verbally at a public meeting, it was public record that was fine enough.
That's
how we had done it for the beginning of the year.
No, that's not how it's done.
Never seen an invoice or
go check the file, the accounts payable file.
Okay, so
we got it. So
do we need to? Because I don't want this to come up 2 weeks from now.
No.
Can we make a motion to have you write up?
Yeah, the chief and I will write up
chief
with the names
and
accounts, and it's approved to be paid.
And they are approved to be paid as previously submitted. Okay.
Sure thing.
I make a motion to have Trustee Liaison Johnson work with Chief Minnick to produce the requests for the HSA payments per the pre-approved amounts as noted.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Just out of curiosity, when did you discover this?
Right after the last meeting when Trustee Johnson brought that up, and I did send out an email, but I just haven't heard back from anyone. So
you knew it 2 weeks ago?
No, she asked for something. There was a like I said, there's different perspectives.
It's interpretations are different. That's
right. Is there anything else that you would want to discuss before we go to?
Yeah, so there was a payment on the listing. Oh, you know what? I will need the stamp for that too, the payment listing. Do you have, I don't know if I emailed that. We were looking for it. Okay, so you'll notice, and Chrissy was kind of copied on this all along. So we got it, Melanie, our webmaster, IM Images, had reached out to me last week and said that she had not received the payment that we sent out, that Chrissy sent out on the 27th, which was approved at the 26th meeting. So I had explained to her that we won't have a meeting until tonight, and if she could let me know by Monday, if she hadn't received it, you know, then we could stop payment on it and reissue. So she emailed me on Tuesday saying she had not received it. And Chrissy, I verified with Chrissy, and she said that yes, indeed, she did send it out on the 27th. And
Chrissy, didn't she call and say she got them?
She emailed me and said that she received the check today in the mail, but then Angela, you'd already canceled it?
Correct, because I cut checks on Tuesday morning. She had already, I canceled it. I stopped payment at the bank, and I canceled the check in the UAN system. so.
So that's why she wants to come and pick it up here.
She did ask also that from now on, she is also gonna pick it up because, you know, just being that it took 2 weeks to get in the mail, that's, you know, that she's obviously having problems with her mail. This is, so the previous check was voided. There's a, and stopped, the payment was stopped at the bank. We won't have charges from Westfield. We don't pay, they waive all of our fees. So there's no charge to us. And Melanie will, you know, because I had asked her to please not cash the check if it came. She still did. So she said if there's any fees from her bank, she's not going to, you know, try to recoup those from us because that was her fault.
So she cashed it after all?
She did. She got it and she cashed it, but, and she understands that that was, you know, an issue on her part because she didn't, you know, kind of hear me.
Okay, so at the end of the day, she cashed the check?
It didn't pass.
But it didn't go
through. She did, but it's not gonna, it's not.
I'm thinking, okay, I wanted to hear the rest of the story.
Correct, and, but it won't go, like I said, it will not go through.
Yeah.
And, because it's already been, this payment has been stopped. You know, I don't know if this is up to the board, but that's a lot of extra work on the fiscal officer. So, you know, that might be something to think about for the future for you guys. If you want to put some policy in place that if a vendor calls and asks for a cancellation, you may not want to, you might want to put a time limit on that, you know, so just something to think about. So.
On another note, you had inquired last meeting about opinions from Mike Lyons regarding an agreement between the board and our legal counsel. And
yes.
I kept telling you it was coming, and I think it just got there, just got to you.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I did not, but I have also not been in the office this afternoon, so if it was just sent, then, you know, I wouldn't have seen that, so.
Here. I'd like to present you with it, so that in case your email gobbles it up or something, you got a hard copy.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
And that was basically Mike's opinion that it's a legitimate vendor. He spells out his reasons in there.
Okay.
Only other thing before we would possibly go to public comment when it's payroll related, and is just that. In the last payroll, we had a real unfortunate circumstance that unfortunately an employee got a call about a brother-in-law passing away. It was 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When I spoke to this person, I could tell they were very emotionally, physically not well. Doubled up with the reality that the brother-in-law has got a similar condition that her husband has. There was no question, she was not well. I simply told her, you know, don't apologize, hold up, close up, go do what you gotta do. She submitted that and worked through it with trustee liaison Christopher, and that was applied for in 2 hours of sick time.
2.08.
Yep. Thank you. My understanding is that you made a call to say that you couldn't use sick time, but rather use vacation time or something of that nature. Is that right?
No.
Did you in some way reject the sick time at all?
No. The information you're being provided is incorrect. So
you didn't tell Elaine that she couldn't use the sick time?
I did not. And that's why I didn't understand your email. I think that this is becoming a problem. What I received an email from you, Bruce, at first saying that we didn't seem to have a policy on it, and I sent you the funeral leave policy. And then I received a call from Elaine that same day. And I called her back the next day because it was past 5 when I got it, the message. And I was on the road, but I told her, like, I sent Bruce already the funeral leave policy. And she said, yeah, we looked at that. We see that brother-in-laws don't. But no, she, there was no mention of Chrissy not feeling well, by the way. That was not a problem. That was not brought up.
It doesn't have to be. If I okay something for somebody being sick, we're not doctors, we're not nurses, it's okayed.
Again, there was no...
We don't need anything other than that.
There was no mention of ask... Nobody should be asking me that. That's not even in my... Under my authority. So she said, could she use sick time to take for the funeral? I said, I don't know. Check, you'll have to read the sick time policy. That's what I said. Right. I have no idea where...
There was a miscommunication somewhere because the understanding was that you may have indicated you can't use sick time, but my understanding is sick time is an option that's available to all of our employees.
Absolutely.
And whether it's you got a flu or you got a thing, she was definitely not able to keep working. And then because of the miscommunication, she opted not to get paid anything for those 2 hours, which isn't something somebody normally does if things go through.
I was also surprised to see that, but I in no way, shape, or form gave any recommendation to not use sick time because I was driving and I don't have the policy memorized. Okay. So I
it really wouldn't have been a policy thing anyway. Yeah, if somebody's sick and they're sick and they get the ability to go home. But you didn't know that they were sick. You were thinking they were planning some other event.
Correct. It was presented to me from Bruce that this was like bereavement time, which it acts differently.
If you could use bereavement time. And then when I sent it back to you, I said she was definitely, she was nauseous and she was depressed.
Well, Bruce,
that's what I sent to you.
When you sent it back to me, you were really going kind of on a rampage.
No, I wasn't. That, the email was very nice. It was very professional.
Okay.
I said, here's what it is.
Different
you're not going to twist this around, Angela.
Well,
we'll move forward. But in the future, we'll work harder to communicate and not let something like that happen again. It just seems regular.
I mean, the trustees are revamping policies, and that's just something
She left early because she was sick. It's really the essence of this whole entire discussion.
Well, I think that's what maybe started
and why she didn't
confusion
get
in the
paid for those couple hours is confusing to me.
Because Chrissy sent me a message, and again, this is where I don't understand where I'm getting pulled into this. I got a text message from Chrissy saying that she was electing not to get paid for those
Why wouldn't
hours.
She correct her on it then?
Correct her on what? There was nothing to correct.
She said, I'm not going to use my sick time because she thought she was not allowed to use her sick
how
time.
I don't know what she's thinking.
That's what she was told by Elaine.
On the weekend.
Who Elaine said that that's what you told her. That's exactly why it was done.
So we're going to chalk this up to miscommunication.
There was no way
but
of
I'm
knowing
just,
what Elaine
don't,
told
I'm,
her.
Let's move on.
That's just absurd.
So with that being said, that's payroll issues, that's accounts payable. If it's okay with you gentlemen, I'd like to make a motion to open it up for public comment.
Do you want to approve accounts payable or no?
Oh,
I didn't know you were ready for that.
Oh, I mean, or do you want to just wait until after?
I mean, I would have to look at accounts payable. I haven't had a chance, obviously.
Let's just do it after
we can
session.
Do that
we'll do it after
session.
Executive session, or we'll look at it then.
Right. We're going to do the public.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Timing will be up to 5 minutes.
Oh, let's go a little bit less.
I don't think we're going to have many people talking. I have a second.
You did.
Oh, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
It's 8:55. We're in public comment. If you do choose to speak, please mention your name and your address so that our staff can identify you for the purpose of minutes. And give me a minute to find the right thing. I thought you were putting your hand up as soon as I say public comment.
Hey,
is there anybody that would like to speak?
All right.
I'd
like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. So if you're going to go into executive session, you have to have one of the reasons to go into executive session. Would it be employee compensation or?
I don't know. It seems like employee compensation, but.
Or do we just do it right here?
We can do it right here as far as I'm concerned. I don't think we have any reason not to.
I have, I made 3 copies. I just ran off as many as I could real quick. But, I don't know if you want to, Chris, make 1 more copy, but you want me to?
I can hang out with him.
Okay. So, cash requirement and ledger.
Do you need that stamp?
As long as. And I'm sorry, I do have to take this.
You got, oh, except for him.
Yeah, you're one of them.
We just don't have enough for all of us.
Can you separate mine out? I think there should be 1 more. And I'm sorry, I just.
You should have 2 payroll journals and 2 cash requirements there. You should have 2 cash requirements and 2 payroll journals.
Yeah, that's there should be 1 more. Just an FYI, there had also been a missing.
Who is?
There had also been a missing overtime slip for one of the officers. So that just makes payroll documentation difficult. So just something to mention on that. So. Something that it just triggered, and it's not on the payroll journal, but because we did pay the zoning secretary last payroll, remember, and we added that extra payroll in for
her? Yes.
And I know that you read into the motion that she was not going to be taking deferred comp anymore.
Right.
But she was on the deferred comp bill. So I had to mark it off because we don't have any check to pull from.
So what's the bottom line for her?
Oh, I mean, because, well, she didn't have a payroll this time, so I mean, we can't obviously right. contribute.
Can't take it off if there's nothing.
Yeah, and did you get that in writing? Because she had told me she was going to put that in writing, but I know you made the motion, but I don't have anything, documented.
I will look, and if you want that in writing, I'll find it.
I think it's important to make sure that, just because it was not blocked in the system, and I had to manually block that, so it definitely should be, because for some reason they're not showing. She told me that she got a letter from deferred comp saying that she was not part of the deferred comp system anymore, but she clearly still is because she was on the invoice, so.
She doesn't show up on here.
On this one, no, because she didn't have a timesheet this time, so she won't be on if she's not getting paid.
All right.
Yeah, it's just she's on the accounts payable, it's on the accounts payable in the deferred comp. So I just
I thought I had more
wanted to mention that. Yeah. Another thing to mention. The new officer, we have, I don't know.
Right.
Yes. There's 9 days of coverage for him. In October, and then, November's plan. So I don't know how the board wants to handle. Do you want to get a rate from?
I can't hear you.
There's 9 days of coverage for Brett Herring. Is it Brett or Brett?
It's Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Okay, Brett. And I don't have a breakdown on that because he hasn't even been added to the MedMutual bill yet. So I know what, the single rate is. So I added him in as a single, but I don't know if you want to try to get a rate for that 9 days or what you want to do. But
did you hear that? So Brett was on a... he's 9 days in on a thing. Do we need to get a rate for him for those 9 days, or do we just start, because he's single, right?
He's single.
Do you prorate it for 9 days, or do you have to get something from Mark?
You'd have to get something from Mark. Well, eventually, then MedMutual's going to catch up, but you're probably not going to get a bill on that for a couple. They're so bad with their billing.
What you're asking for, though, is to find a way to get that number.
Correct, or unless you want to forgive it, but that's not, I don't know if you want to, that's a third of the month, so. So it's not on this one, clearly. Okay. His normal rate is on here, but.
I think forgiving it is the easiest thing, because I think you spend less money forgiving it than trying to go after it. So, do that here now or do it.
Has Brett signed up for for OPBA?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's not on here either.
Yeah, I have no control over that.
Okay.
So that they have to do everything online on that.
Okay.
So he did that, he got his HSA, and he talked to Mark, got set up with all that.
Okay, so his union dues, I have not received any confirmation of that, so his union dues are not.
Right, so he'll have to, once he gets that all settled through OPBA, then we'll worry about that part.
It'll just have to either be a double deduct or.
Yeah, once we get everything situated, we'll just make it right.
so.
Sounds good. Chuck's.
I have to look at my email, because I got a lot going on here.
You have a lot going on.
Well, yeah, I'm mostly concerned. I know Ethan had overtime. I thought she had more.
Who are you talking about?
Sherry.
I believe she comped out. She comped out the majority of her overtime, yeah, and she only cashed in like 0.22 hours, I believe.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, because I was going to say a few of them cashed out.
Yeah, most paid out. It was just Sherry.
York's, I think.
And York's, yeah. But she did a partial.
You okay?
I think that looks fine.
I think I look good. I don't look good. Danny's crew looks good. You good with your two, sir? Bruce? You good with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going through the other stuff.
We gonna need to have a resolution drawn up or resolution number for payroll?
Yeah, we do the your normal resolution, and then we can. I don't know. Do you have the trustees?
Do you want me to draw up a resolution for it?
Would you please? I don't want to wing it up here. I'm not gonna.
I'll need
it. I apologize.
Paperwork for it. So here's the payroll journal, and then you have the cash requirement. There you go.
We need a couple more.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you all for your patience in this process. Yes.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Chrissy. Basil, you want to look at this, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
And I did make a copy. This is just for the bankrupt, but this is a stop payment for the Westfield, the deal.
91,000. Images Design is our website, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. So, like I said, that's just the one that I stopped payment on.
Okay.
Warrant number 33109, and that is just a reissue of that.
Okay. Well, that looks good.
Danny, did you, I did, since I missed purchase orders, did you cover the Lamphere's thing tonight? Did you guys talk about that? Do you want to?
You said there was a blanket there, right?
Yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted to replenish that, because it,
nah,
it's, okay, okay.
I did turn a nice purchase order in, though, for TJ's tree service.
Okay.
Before you leave, I'd like to know if there's money in that account, because I don't know what you need to tell.
Okay.
But if you got your computer, you can tell.
I don't have a computer. Yeah. Is it professional technical, right?
Yeah.
And is it
safety
for
services?
Is this, oh, safety services? I believe there is. I know
it was
he's still.
It was $40 some hundred dollars.
Pretty sure it's a blanket.
Yeah, there it is. How much is it?
$3,200.
Yeah, there's not that much. I know there's not that much on the first one, but I think on the next one, on the second one that was open. Are you gonna need, I'm just trying to think if that will even up. Yeah, we only have, what, 6, 7 weeks left there?
I sent you that HSA question.
Well, that, so that should be turned in the same way it gets turned in, all the other bills get turned in. That way it's in the accounts payable folder. So can you just print that out and hand it in?
Sure, can we get that before 2 weeks from now? I mean, I'm getting grievances and stuff for HSAs that...
Well, I don't understand why you're getting grievances, because the contract doesn't really speak to this. I don't know how you'd be getting a grievance for that.
I would like to expedite it, large miscommunication on that. I would just like to take care of.
I could appreciate that, but I don't know how you'd be getting grievances is all I'm saying. There's a little bit of a difference between, you know, if you want to expedite it, I think that could be worked out, but... I mean, to file grievances on something that the contract doesn't talk, you know, doesn't speak to, is a whole other matter.
All right. Are we on 155?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I move to adopt resolution number 1109-2023-155 to approve payroll dated 11-10-2023 at the total amount of $46,756.41. Total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $11,070.69. And incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'm gonna close that door if it blows up. There is a second signature, gentlemen. She's gone ahead to make a resolution for the accounts payable.
Do we have accounts payable?
The payroll's right here. What's that?
Oh, the guys have all the lists. I'm sorry, I didn't make, can you go for one of those lists?
Oh yeah, here we go. She don't want me to touch.
Bruce, can I
have
Chrissy
come back? That's all. Sure you. Put some stuff on it. I was drawing one up. She doesn't like my hieroglyphics. I don't blame her. Any thoughts? You look pretty thoughtful over there.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember or not, November 14th is the engineers meeting. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in going from 3:30 to 5:30 or whatever.
Yeah,
probably.
14th? 15th?
Yeah, exactly.
17th? No.
Yeah, once the 14th and the 15th. That's why I said if I go to Friday, I'll have one every day.
Yeah. We could do that.
Hearing right on the fourth table.
Yeah, okay. Chief and I were just talking about that.
Okay.
if some of you have places to go or need to get some shut-eye, please don't feel obligated to have to sit, okay? I understand.
We can put lounge chairs in next time.
Just an education.
Thanks for your time.
Bring a painter in and freshen up the place a bit.
Air freshener?
It's cool with that.
Take care, John. Does he get, does somebody drive him? Does he drive himself, does he? Does his eminence drive himself, or does he get a chauffeur? 156, right, we just did.
155 is.
We just did. 156, right?
Yep.
I would move to adopt resolution number 1109-2023-156 to approve accounts payable dated 10/31/2023 to 11/9/2023 with digital check number 55-2023 and physical check numbers 3319, 33119 to 33135 for a total amount of $91,371. And incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Hey, Chrissy, I'm gonna put this stop payment over here. Like, can that just needs to go in the book by November, yeah. But actually, you know what? I'm gonna, let's put it in November, but can you send me a copy? Because I'll probably also include it in October since it was an October payment. Thanks.
There were some papers that came over. A couple of them required your signature. Did you see those?
I didn't. Well, I was gonna, let's.
Yeah, before we leave, I just want to make sure we don't get them.
Is this something that they need to be done tonight?
The amounts and rates?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Trustee Tomlin.
Real quick, just because Angela came in late, we have a work session next week that we did with Cozy Membership Discussions. Otara Risk Survey Discussion. We're gonna be doing a little work session with the representative. That's the 15th at 3 p.m. And then our first, we're gonna do a temporary budget meeting on the 16th from 3:30. Probably won't be a long one, just start getting our feet wet on that one, so you're invited to come to that.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Do you want myself and Chief to come to that too, or what?
If you want to start working on your worksheet parts of that, that would be helpful, so, yeah.
I think it would be, it would help get, because we're not gonna plan on being here a long time, but I think it would be definitely helpful if you could.
Having those parts already pre-done or working on it.
Thank you.
The Otara Risk, is that what you did the first time, Denny, with Otara? Remember when they did, came and did the walkthrough?
I went around with them for years. Yeah, they just.
The last time.
They go at everybody, it's nothing.
No, the last time this gentleman was here, he was with Mike Stopa. And was it Mike and Nick that he was with? Those were the two names on his form. So, he indicated he wanted to go over policies and procedures on this particular guy. And so I think that it's about an hour long.
About sign inventory and stuff like that, so.
So.
Nothing major.
I asked if it was something one person ought to do, and he goes, actually, I'd like you all to be there if you can, so. I'm sure it's something that Otarma wants to have awareness, so.
Speaking of, just real quick, can I circle back to those mountain rates?
Yeah.
Because I know, I was used that. So I did go, I did look at all that. The amounts and rates, obviously a little bit different than what if we were expected, but because of, I'm sorry, I can't say, because of property taxes changing so much over, you know, the last couple of years, so that, you know, we can't control much. I think there are other sources were actually a little bit lower than I expected to see, but the certificate that they sent out, you know, but this, the amounts and rates obviously was, you know, that's not right now. The certificate they sent out was quite a bit different than, you know, the tax budget. The county reduced, you know, that a lot. So, but that, you know, that will be changed come January. So just to be clear, I know, because we talked about that a couple meetings now, so I just wanted to follow up on that since I missed it, so I didn't notice that. So.
It's the tax and the rates is strictly something that comes from the county. We have no impact on that form, so that's all.
Correct.
And they need it so they can submit it to the state.
Is that open one day?
You know what?
You're at Trustee Commons.
I'm at Trustee Commons. Bruce, do you have anything you'd like to share?
No.
You know, it is close to 9:30. I would be remiss to say that we had an election this week, and I would congratulate everybody who participated, and I congratulate Chuck on getting another 4 years, and I think we just want to focus on trying to do the best we can, and let's move on in that fashion. So
thank you.
You're welcome. With that in mind, you can sign these checks after. If there's nothing else before.
Can I ask what happened here with this Lafayette Township?
Yeah.
We paid it, or we approved it.
We made
you
it.
Approved to pay
we,
the full
we
amount.
We approved to pay the amount, which the difference was the parking.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of conversation on the phone with
and we
the
discussed that we're going to set parameters.
Okay.
Yeah,
for the next
everything's going to change on how that happens moving forward.
Okay, but.
But that amount we approved.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Chris, you're going to just put this in the accounts payable next time?
Yeah, I'll do that. We have a question.
So when will the HSA checks be deposited?
Do you two have to write a...
Well, Chief did it already for us.
Okay.
And he emailed to her.
Well, no, he's going to turn them in with the bills that get turned in. Everything gets turned in.
Right, but
so is it going to be another 2 weeks?
That's what we're trying to... It
shouldn't have to be another 2 weeks.
No, we would like to... Either we have to have you just approve them, we can do a special.
Yeah.
We're having four meetings next week, so...
There's no reason to wait two more weeks. Get her what she needs in a letter.
I think we got
request.
The letter.
I just emailed the letter.
Okay.
And then we could print out and put it into the bill folder for you, but if you could get that done, we could actually set a meeting right now.
Well, I let's just keep fair in mind. I have a lot going on, so I can try, but I'm not.
But if we can even shoot for Wednesday for that work session, we can put a special meeting after that. Just to put
I don't want to make unrealistic expectations.
So Wednesday's kind of tight, because today's Thursday. That's almost a week.
Like I said, I could try. And you're going to be at the meeting anyway, so.
How about we set a meeting, and if it doesn't happen, then we can cancel.
Sure, let's do a special meeting.
Oh, are you, aren't you doing a work session?
We're doing a work session, but if we're going to be doing something where we're approving something, we also have, that's a work session, we'd have to still schedule.
Right, okay, but you're not, but you're going to be here anyways. I would just hate to have you.
No, that's what I'm saying, that's why we would be here already. That meeting is only supposed to be 45 to an hour max. If it's at 3, that'd be 4 o'clock, sir.
So the POs that were already approved for these HSAs?
The POs allocated the money. Now, according to what Angela wants here, that letter that you sent is now what we would call an invoice, asking for that money to be paid to them.
Yeah, and to be clear, that's not what I want. I think it would be beneficial, and I thought you've all been following, especially with the audit and all of our discussion over this. But it's very important, you know, especially with all the talk about, you know, the back, having backups and things like that. That this has nothing to do with what I want, it's what is statutorily required of me, so.
And again, all I said is, when we did it at the beginning of the year, all the HSAs, I didn't remember us creating a quote-unquote invoice for it, because we did verbally okay it and say what it was for and that we needed money for, you know.
Right, you, that's your, that's when you approve the, and you approve the purchase orders at the meetings. And that's verbal, that's your verbal, you know, when you're voting.
Yeah, I just think, back when we did it a month ago, you could have explained what you wanted then. Now, because we're not a company, most of our bills getting paid, we're getting either quotes or invoices from outside sources.
Chuck, but how would I have known that you weren't going to do the same thing that you guys did back in January? Why would, I wouldn't think you would have done anything differently, so I wouldn't explain something that.
I would have assumed differently, that's all, but we're different people, so.
You think I would have assumed that you were going to do things differently than you did in January? That makes no sense.
All right, Angela, thank you. I don't want to get an argument right now.
No, I'm just, I'm very confused.
We're getting the damn letter.
So.
And all I'm asking is if we could expedite quicker.
I think you're being a tad bit unfair, but.
I'm just trying to get something, I'm trying to take care of everybody.
I feel like that's good, so.
I'm glad you feel that way.
So, wow. Unbelievable.
I think we're done.
Are we all set?
Yeah, I've been set.
Make a motion to close.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
It is 9:29 PM, November 9th, Thursday. Our meeting is adjourned.
Oh, wait, Thursday? Whatever, who cares what it is? I don't know.
Friday, is it Friday yet?